Begin our shiur today on Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph, approximately six lines down from the top. Elamei Ata. The Gemara is now asking a kashan Reish Lakish, who says that the din of clay zchuchis is analogous to the din of clay mateches, which means that just like a clay mateches, if the tumah falls me'al gabon, on the outside of the kli is mekabel tumah, so too in the case of kli mateches, there's tumah me'gabon. And the Gemara says, if that be the case, then we should apply the principle that applies to kli mateches, matochos, of yachzeru letumasam hayishana, which means that if the kli is broken, so at time T1 it was mekabel tumah, time T2 it was broken, and now they fix the kli, they put it back together again. And yachzeru letumasam hayishana means that the status of the kli is now equivalent to what it was before the shvira. And now you have to be tovel the kli in a mikveh in order to be metairet. And kli's chukis should now, in the light of our equation to kli matochos, have the same din, which means nitmu v'nitaru al yedei shvira, and then chozer v'yoso kelim min ha-shvarim, if he reconstructs the kli from the shvarim, is chozrim letumasam hayishana. You're going to require a tefillah b'mikveh, goes back to its original state of tuma. The Gemara is going to explain why that's so on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Disnan, and we have a Mishnah in the 11th chapter of Kelim, Klei Matochos, Pshutehem, U Mekableim Tmeim. Pshutehem means a flat kli that has no base kibul, or Mekableim, a kli that has a base kibul, in both cases Tmeim, the Mekabel Tumah. The Pasuk says, Kol Dovar, in the parish of Tumas Klei Matochos, in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, Kol Dovar Sheyovo Ba'esh, Taviru Ba'esh, Vitoher, Achmei Nido Yischata. So we derive from the extra words, Kol Dovar, that any sort of Klei Matochos, whether it's a Pshutim, which means flat, or Yeshlem Beis Kibul, Vemakabel Tumah. And the Rambam codifies this in Hilchas Tumas Kelim, and also here he presents it in his Pirusha Mishnayis on Kelim Perek Yud Aleph. Now, the reason why Pshute Kli Eitz or Pshute Kli R are not Mekabel Tumah is because of a Hekesh to Sak. And Sak is something that has a base kibul, and that's all in the Pasuk of Vayikra Yud Aleph. It says, Mikol Kli Eitz O Beged O R O Sak. However, Kli Matochos was not included in that pasuk, and therefore it's not included in the Hekesh to Sak, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah even if there's no base kibul. Then the Mishnah says, Nishbaru, after they became Tomei, they broke. Taru, at that point they became Tar, because there's no longer Shem Kli. But Chazar V'yosa, man, if he takes the breakage, the shards, the pieces of the Kli, and Kalim, and he makes Kalim with them, Chazru L'tumasa Mayishana. So we resurrect the old tumah and bring it back to life. But V'ilu Gabi Kli Zchuchis, with regard to glassware, Tanan, we have a Mishnah at the beginning of Kalim, in Perek Beis, that says Kli Eitz U'Kli Ar, Uklei Etzem, Uklei Zchuchis. We've already seen this Mishnah, but we saw the last part of this Mishnah. This is the Reisha of that Mishnah. Is Pshuteim Tahorim. Right, these Kelim on this list are only Mekabel Tumah if they are receptacles that have a base Kibul. If they're flat Kelim, they're Tahorim. They're not Mekabel Tumah. Umekableim, but in the case where there's a base Kibul Tmeim, they are Mekabel Tumah. And the reason for that, as we said before, is because of the Hekesh of Kli Eitz and Kli Ar to sak in the pasuk kechol mikol kli eitz obegido or osak. And the Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Lamed Ches says that just like sak has a base kibul, so too kli eitz and kli or are mekabel tumah when they have a base kibul. If they don't have a base kibul, they're not mekabel tumah. And the same thing applies to kli etzem, which is made from a bone, which is equated to a kli eitz or a kli or in the pasuk v'chol beged v'chol kli or v'chol masa izim v'chol kli eitz. And even kli zchuchis have this exclusionary rule, this exclusion rule, that they're not makabel tumah until they have a base kibul. The Gemara is going to explain why a little bit later on. Fine, so now we know that a kli zchuchis, like the other kelim here listed, are not makabel tumah if they are pshutim, nishmeru. If any of the above kelim, these categories, were makabel tumah and then they were broken, taru, their tumah leaves them, as we said before, because pakashem kli b'chaz aviyasemem kelim is makabelim tumah mikanu lahaba. Now the shame kli was renewed, reestablished, because he was able to recreate the kli. But from now on, that it has the shame kli, it could be makabel tumah. Obviously, the Mishnah is telling me by implication that the halacha that we saw with regard to a kli mateches, namely that chazra tum'asan hayishana, which is in the Mishnah in Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Kelim, that doesn't apply to the case of klei zchuchis, like klei eitz, klei or, klei etzem. There's no din of lamafreya, so to speak, that, you know, resurrecting the old tomb out of the dead, take it out of the closet, but rather it's mikan ulahaba. And the Gemara is now asking the following question. Mikan ulaba in lamafreya lo. In other words, we don't have the principle of chozrim l'tumasam ha'yishana, which the Gemara calls lamafreya. And the question is, why not? Since kli zchuchis have the same din as kli matechos, and we saw that therefore kli zchuchis is mekabel tumah migamon, so the dinim should be uniform, they should be equal, as far as kabbalas tumah migamon, and as far as chazra tum'asam hayishana. Now the Gemara Lechora could have given the following answer, that kli zchuchis, the whole enterprise, is all the Rabbanon. It's not included in the parsha of Kelim in the Torah. And maybe the Rabbanon wanted to make a heker, a distinction, between Tumah the Rabbanon and Tumah Shel Torah, so that chas v'shalom, somebody shouldn't come to be Soref Kodshim Shinitmu al Yodam. And if that be the case, maybe that's why we have halacha of Mikan Olahaba in Lamafrei Lo, to sharpen and make sure people recognize the distinction between klei matechos as a tumah d'oraisa and klei zchuchis as a tumah d'rabbanon. And if you take a look at Tosfos D'Rav Maschil Avdi, and you'll also look in the Ran, or what we call the Miuchasim L'Ran, you'll see a possible answer to this question. That since kli matechos are chozrin l'tumasa midrabbanon, which we'll have to learn later on, but there's no heker that the tumah of kli zchuchis is d'rabbanon. So in other words, you know, by applying the principle of chozrin l'tumasan yishana in the case of kli zchuchis, then that doesn't indicate that kli zchuchis is a tumah d'oraisa, because even in a tumah d'rabbanon, or the very essence of this principle of chozrin l'tumasan hayishana, is all d'rabbanon. Now, there's a discussion here, I just wanted to point out, in the Tosus Yeshanim, which is published on the Daf, about the status of Kli Cheres, with regard to the distinction we made between Pshutim and Beis Kibul. In the case of Kli Cheres, like the other Kalim that we had listed in the Mishnah, Pshutei Kli Cheres are not Mekabel Tumah. So with regard to the status of Kli Cheres, this distinction between Pshuteim and Mekableim doesn't really apply. In Kli Cheres, it all depends upon whether it has something called a Toch. And you could have a Kli that has a Toch and it doesn't have a Beis Kibul, like a Chavis that doesn't have Shulayim. So it has a Toch, but it's Mefuleshes Mishnei Evreha, and yet it is Mekabel Tumah. That's as far as Kli Cheres is concerned. Now, we mentioned before Pshuteim in all those Kalim. I was thinking in my mind of a frying pan, but it could be a frying pan has a toch, and you have to know whether it has the status of a Mekableim or Pshuteim. But the classic examples that Zerama mentions of Pshuteim is Sakinim, knives, and Shipudim, and a spit. So now we're up to the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara now gives the following answer. Tumas Klei Zchuchis Drabanan Vituma Yeshana Drabanan Vituma Doraisa Achisu Bei Rabanan Tuma Vituma Drabanan Lo Achisu Lo. Meaning the whole enterprise of Tuma Yeshana, where the Rabbanan declared that a Kli Matechas, after it was broken, when it was Tomei and now became Tor, and then he made a new Kli out of it, it's Tomei, like the old Kli, that's all a Drabanan. And the enterprise of a Kli Zchuchis as a Kli that's Mekabel Tumah is also Dirabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan made the following Shikul, and they said the following. If you have a Kli, which could be Mekabel Tumah d'oraisa, like a Kli Matechas, then the Rabbanan are going to add a new Tumah on top of a Tumah d'oraisa, and that's going to be Chazor l'Tumah Yeshana in the case where it broke and they recreated the Kli. But in the case of a Tumah, of a Kli which is not included at all in the Parasha of Tumah, like a Kli Zchuchis, the whole essence of the Tumah is only the Rabbanan, is therefore lo achisu le Tumah de Rabbanan, this Tumah of Chazor l'Tumasa Yishana, which is a rabbinic enterprise, they're not going to impose on a Kli that's only Tameh mid Rabbanan. And in Masecht Avodah Zarah, on Daf Nundalid, Rav Hamnuna has a suffix whether the din of Tumah Yishana Choseris l'Kelim Shenishbaru v'Chazav Yosef M. Kelim, which is a Tumah d'Rabbanan, is that only in a Kli Matechas, which it's Iker, the Iker Kabbalah's Tumah is Minat Torah, but a Kli Zchuchis, which doesn't have a Kabbalah's Tumah Minat Torah, it's a Poshet Azach, that we don't apply the principle of Choser Tumah Yishana. And this you'll see in Tosus Divya Maskel B'Tumah, which is the second to last Tosus on the Daf. The Gemara asks the following question. Since they made the din of a Kli Zchuchis, like the din of Kli Matechos, but as far the exception to that rule is as far as Chazoras Tumah Yishana, they did not equate those dinim, because that din of Chazor L'Tumah Yishana, even in a Kli Matechos, is only Drabanan, is Pshuteya Mio L'Tame. In a case of a Kli Zchuchis that doesn't have a base keyboard, it's a flat Kli, is we should we should be mitami the Kli like a Kli Mateches, even though it's a flat Kli. Dopshute Kli Matochos Doraisa Ninu. So if you're saying that on all Doraisa levels we equate a Kli Zchuchis to a Kli Matochos, then as far as the din of Pshuteim is concerned, this is all a Doraisa Alocha, right? The equation now only works for Doraisas. So, for example, we mentioned before that a Kli Matechas is Mekabel Tumah Migabam, and that applies to a Kli Matochos as well, to Kli Zchuchis as well. as far as Chazora is concerned, that's a Drabbana, that's not going to extend from Matochos, which is Doraisa, to Kli's Chuchis, which are Drabbana. But as far as the Dinah Pshute Kli Matochos, that's a Doraisa Alocha. And in Kli Matochos, the Torah says that even if it's a Kli Pashut, nevertheless it's Mekabel Tuma, that's a Doraisa Alocha. That should be extended now to Kli Schuchas. And as we saw before in the Mishnah in Kalim says explicitly in the second parak that Kli Schuchas on the list of Kalim, that only Mekablema, Mekabel Tuma, but not Pshuteim, why not equate it with Kli Matochos? And the Gemara answers the reason why the Rabbanan did not make this Gzera on Pshutei Kli Schuchas, that they should be Mekabel Tuma, is the Avdibu Rabbanan Hekera. This was the svara that we mentioned earlier. The Rabbanan wanted to make a Heker to make it clear and obvious to everyone that the status of Kli Schuchas, as far as Kabbalah's Tuma, is only a Tuma de Rabbanan. And the way that they made that Heker to show the difference, to demonstrate the difference between Kli Schuchas de Rabbanan and Kli Matochas Doraisa, is with the Halacha Pshute Kli Schuchas, that Pshute Kli Schuchas would not be Mekabel Tuma in contrast to Kli Matochos. What would be the terrible thing if Chas V'Sholem, the people mistakenly classified Tumas Kli Schuchas as a Tuma Doraisa? So the answer is, they might come to burn Truma V'Kodshim, which would mean that if a Kli Schuchas was Mekabel Tuma and then it came in contact with Truma Kodshim, well, here's the difference between Tuma Doraisa and Tuma Drabbanon. In the case of Tuma Doraisa, we burn the Truma, we burn the Kodshim. And Kli Schuchas, in the worst case scenario, is only Tuma Drabbanon. So how are people going to realize that, hey, we should not be burning Truma and Kodshim? And the answer is, there's going to be a Heker to publicize that Kli Schuchas is only a Tuma Drabbanon. And that demonstration is going to come from the fact that there's no tuma in Kli Schuchas if they are pshutim. Now let's just mention the Gemara in Bechoros Daf Lamed Daled that establishes that truma and kodshim tahorim, you're not allowed to be mafsid them be a dime, you're not allowed to burn them, and therefore you're not burning truma kodshim tahorim in a Torah, even if they were mitame with a tuma derabbanon. With the exception of those six sveikos that we learned earlier on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, where the Rabbanon, instituted or created a category called Tumas Vadai, which they equated with Tuma Doraisa, and they went as far as to say, we'll burn Truma Shenit Beis Bahem. But those are only the six sveikos that we discussed yesterday in great detail. Tosus, back on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, Dima Maskal Al Shisha, says that these six sveikos, that we burn the truma, he says that it's not just six. These are six in addition to others. For example, Tosus says that on Tumas Kli Schuchas, we will burn Truma. But it all depends. If it's Nitmeis Mi'avra Kli, then, just like in Kli Cheres, Kli Schuchas has this very strong, striking similarity to a Kli Cheres. So Kli Schuchas, they gave the din of a Kli Cheres in the case of Nitmeis Mi'avra Kli, and therefore, even though it's a Tumah Derabbanan, we would burn the Truma. When the Gemara says here that they made a Heker, so people should realize that we don't burn Truma on a Kli Schuchas, that's only in a case of Nitmeis HaTruma Migabon, where the Truma came in contact with a Kli Schuchas that was Tame on the outside of the Kli, which is not at all similar to Kli Cheres, because on the contrary, that's only based on an equation, an analogy to Kli Mateches. And in that case, they wanted to show and demonstrate that such a tumah is not a tumah d'oraisa as it would be in kli mateches, and therefore we would not burn truma in such a case. So they made that heker that a kli zchuchis, which is poshut, would not be mekabel tumah. Now, in the case of truma, the din of truma, if it's a suffik in nitmeis, you're not allowed to burn it. Is machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah in trumas in perek ches, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no mitzvah l'shomra shaloti tamei, and therefore he's allowed to leave such a kli, I should say such truma, b'makom hefker, so that it should contract a tumah v'adois. But Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says we still have to be shomer this truma because it's only a tuma safek. So just to review the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer there in the Mishnah in Trumas, and also you'll find this in Pesach and Daf Chaf Amid Beis, is that we still have to be shomer this truma shalot titma because its tuma was only a tuma safek. And we're not allowed to burn it. We have to be matzniah. We have to put it in a safe place for shmira purposes. There's Rabbi Gamliel's shita that that's called ein lechadish bad davar. In other words, he should leave it exactly where it is, wherever it is. In other words, it doesn't need shmira like Rabbi Yeshua, but you're not allowed to do a maisa to be gorem tuma. And here we turn to Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Rav Ashi Amar Li Olam. In truth, in the case of a glassware, Kli Zchuchis L'Kli Cheres Dami. We're going to compare it to a Kli Cheres in Gansen completely, because it was created, as we said, from Chol, from sand. And that's why Pshuteyem Tahorim. And that's why Einam Chozrim L'Tuma Yishana. All because in the framework of this equation to Kli Cheres. Udaka Kasha, now you ask me the Kasha. If it has a din of Kli Cheres, is Loli Tama Mi Gabon, just like Kli Cheres is not Makabal Tuma Mi Gabon from the outside of the Kli. And the Gemara had quoted a Mishnah earlier, that in the case of Kli Zchuchis, it's Makabal Tuma Mi Gabon. That's not a kasha, says Rav Ashi. The reason why Kli Zchuchis is mekabel tumah migabon is hoel v'nireh tocho kibaro. That it's inside the toch, looks like it's outside. I guess because it's transparent. And therefore, af gabo nechshav kitocho mekabel tumah. It's a special din included in this gzera to create the status of a Kli Zchuchis as a Kli that's mekabel tumah, that we treat the gav hatri, ha-kli, just like the toch ha-kli. And therefore, it's mekabel tumah migabon. And that doesn't in any way undermine the equation between Kli Zchuchis and Kli Cheres, because Kli Cheres is not mekabel tumah migabon, because there is gabon, but there's no gabon in a Kli Zchuchis. That's what Rav Ashi suggests. And as Rav Ashi doesn't operate with the svara that the Gemara mentioned back on Amud Aleph, that if it's broken in the case of a Kli Zchuchis, it has the takana and therefore it's considered similar to Kli Mateches. But he does agree to the svara, which is formulated by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Heyam and Beis, as far as Kli Zchuchis is concerned, that if you buy Kli Zchuchis from a guy, then you need tefillah. And that's because they originate and are created from sand, like Kli Cheres. They're like earthenware. The Tosa Rosh says the reason, he says that as far as Tum is concerned, there was a movement, so to speak, not to be Marbe Tuma as a result of the Dimyon between Kli Cheres and Kli Matachos, because that Dimyon is only a Dimyon Kol Shehu. So we don't want to be marbetuma, and that's why we don't have the din of chazra tumasan hayishana. the Ritva goes ahead and says that as far as Tumah is concerned, they didn't want to equate a Tumah, a Kli Zchuchus with a Kli Matochos, because if so, they would want to be Meptame even Pshute Kli Zchuchus. And that far the Rabbanan didn't want to go. Now the Sfasemis writes here in his Pirish on the Gemara that if not for Rashi, he would have suggested that the reason why Nire Tocho Kibaro, and therefore Nitma Kli Afil Migabo, is because if somebody looks at the Kli from a distance, he's going to think that the Tuma is inside of the Kli. So if you're not going to be Mitami in that case, the Raro is going to think that it's not even Mitami Mitocho. And that's not Gzera L'Gzera, it's all Gzera Achas. Now, Tosus, back on Ayin Alf, Dibri Maschil Mi'ata, raises the fine question, why aren't we Mitame a Kli Zchuchus Mi'aviram, like a Kli Cheres? We don't find that Avir Kli Zchuchus is Mitame. And he says that's not a Kasha, because it could be that Enochinami, according to Ravashi, Kli Zchuchus is Nitma Me'aviro, even though the Tana doesn't mention that together with Kli Cheres and a Kli Nesar, because there is a difference Le'inyan Tumas Gabon, and therefore the Tana couldn't possibly link together a Kli Zchuchus with a Kli Neser. Now the Gemara is going to go back now to the Braisa, which was quoted back on Yudalanum in Beis, regarding Shimon ben Shetach, who is Mesake Neksuba Le'isha, and he instituted the Gzeir of Tumah on Kli Matochos. So the Gemara is going to ask now, if you take a look here on Tezayinum in Beis, Kli Matochos da Oraisa Ninhu, what does it mean that he was Gozer Tumah on Kli Matochos? When Kli Matochos is written in the Parsha, it says the Ksiv in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, when Elazar HaKohen was addressing those who came back from Melchemes Midjan, he says, Achas HaZahav Es HaKesef, and it says, Ach B'mei Nida Yischata, and you need Mei Nida in order to be Metayer the Kli Midei Tumas Mes in this case. But you see clearly that a Kli Zav, a Kli Kesef, is Mekabel Tumah Doraisa. So why does the Braisa say that Tumah in a Kli Mateches was Drabono, in a Takon of Shimon ben Shetach, Lo Nitzrucha El L'Tumah Yishona? It must be a reference to this halacha of Tumah Choseres, Tumah Yishona Choseres, the Omer Rabbi Yudom Rav, Maisa B'Shal Tzion Amalka. Tzion Amalka was the queen at the time of Shimon ben Shetach. She'asasa Mishteh L'Bna, she made a party for her son. I'm not sure exactly what kind of party it was, but Nitmu Kol Kelea B'mes, all the Kelim contracted Tumas Mes, and therefore they needed Hazas Shlishi Ushvi in order to be Metire them. And Nitmu Kol Kelim, fine. Vishibartam, in other words, in order to speed up the process of the Tara, so they could be tar on that same day, she broke them, she smashed them, and nesantam litzoref, she gave over the broken pieces of the kli to a tzoref, who's a professional, he would know how to put it back into shape, v'ritcham, and he was able to be mechaber all these pieces and connect them together. So for some reason, which the Gemara is going to investigate now, the Chachamim said that the old Tumah is back in place. My timer. So why did the Rabbanim make such a gzera that Yachzu Tumasim Yishana? The Gemara answers, Mishum Geder Mechatos Noguba. They wanted to make a Geder that Toras Mechatos should not be forgotten. And if they would be Metayer Bishvirosam, and they would not go back to their original Tumah Yishana, once they put them all back together again, then no one's going to wait Shivas Yomim with the Din of Hazav Shlishi Shvi for Mechatas. because they have this alternative which is so much better. Just break it and recreate it. Send it to the Tzoref. V'nimteis Torah Mechatas Mishtakachas. The whole Torah of Mechatas would be forgotten. By the way, a Tzoref is called a smelter or a smith, like a silversmith, a goldsmith. Now, we have to know that a few things here. First of all, that Adam or Kalim that come in contact with a mess or enter into the oil of a mess, they become an avatuma. The mess itself, the corpse, is an aviavosatuma. To be mitayer anything that came in contact with its Adam or Kalim, with either the oil of mess or the mess itself, you need hazah biyom shlishi, the third day after they be contracted tuma, biyom hashvi, in the seventh day, from what's called mayim chayim. And that mayim is mixed up with efer, which is the efer of Srefas Paraduma. And after the Azor Shnia, the second one, Tovlin B'mikvah, and after Harif Shemesh, they become Tor. And the Mechatos is a kinui, it's an appellation for mayim chayim, which is mixed with the efer Paraduma. It's called Chatos because the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yutes Vahoysa Ladas B'nei Yisrael Mishmeres L'mei Nida Chatosi. And with regard to this hazah on Shlishi and Shvi, in the case of Shvira, before the smelting, the rituch and the tikkun, ha'im lo yo'ilu mikevon shebizman ha'shvira kli tohar. What would be if he did the hazah Shlishi and Shvi in that state of Shvira, before he put together the kli and smelted it? Because at that point in time, the kli is tar, or shall we say, no, that once the takonas chachamim was to be mevatel the taras shvira, the kli is considered like its tamei, and therefore would be effective to do the azah of shlishi u'shvi even before he melts it together and recreates the kli. The Rambam Kalim seems to indicate that when it's a kli shavur, you're not allowed to, you cannot effectively implement hazah. The Ravid disagrees. It seems from the Ravid that even when it's a kli shavur, moelo hazah, the hazah is meaningful. So once again, just to summarize, in order to guarantee that Torah's mechatas would not be forgotten, the Chazal made this takana of, you know what, shvir is not going to help you. Why? Because you want to put it together. Well, after you put it together, it's going to be tameh. So Gemara asks the following kasha: Hanichal aman diyomer, it makes sense according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds in Masechta Kelim Perek Yud Aleph that lo lechol atumos amru elatumas ames bilvad amru. In other words, this concept of tumas and ayishana choseres, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only applies to tumas mes. And then we have a very good answer that since, in order to create this geder of Mechatos, and it's to guarantee Mechatos wouldn't be forgotten, is therefore, since that Mechatos only applies to Tumas Mes, they required the Mechatos in order to be Metayer, this Kli that contracted Tumah. But not everybody agrees with Shimon Gamliel. El Laman Diom, according to Tanakama, in that mission in Kalim, who holds the Chola Tumas Amru, that in any case of Tumah, Kli that contracted Tumah, nevertheless we apply the principle of Tumas Amayishon HaChozeres Maikel and Meimar. How are we going to explain what motivated the Chachamim to institute this Gzera of Tumah Yishon HaChozeres when there's no gudder, there's no fence here to protect Mechatas, there's no Sheichas of Mechatas in the case of any other Tumah other than Tumas Mes? Amar Abaye, Gzera Shema lo yikvenu bichdei taroso. In other words, you need to really break the kli. You have to make holes in the kli. But how many holes do you have to make in the kli for the purpose of tara? Maybe he's not going to do enough. The shear that he needs to be metairit is what's called kimotzi rimon. And he's going to think that even less than that is enough to be metairit the kli mitumasa. That's going to be Abai's approach. And Abai's going to say that they were choshesh, that maybe he won't do the tara process of the kli, meaning the neck will be too small, and it's not enough to be metairit. and therefore they made a gzeira that it wouldn't be metayr mitumasam, and it would go back to the state of tumah. So they wanted to block the usage of shvira as a method of removing tumah. Rav Amar gives an alternative: gzeira shemiyomru tvila bas yoma olala. What they were afraid of was they thought that maybe people would come to the mistaken conclusion that even before Harif Shemesh, it's enough to be Matar Mituma Lagamre, and if they see that people break the Kli, and now the Kli becomes Tar when they reconstruct the Kli, then the spectator might come to the mistaken conclusion that a Kli Tameh can be used with Taros Bo Bayom on the very same day. He doesn't know that they broke it and they reconstructed it. So he looks at the Kli and he thinks, wait a minute, they were Tova the Kli, and that's how it became Tar. He doesn't know that they broke the Kli. And the Tvila was meaningful even on the day itself without Harif Shemesh. The Gemara asks, my Beinayu, what's the difference, halacha, between Abaye, his explanation, and Rava's? And the Gemara answers, Ika Beinayu, the Menafkamina will be the Ritzafinu Mirtzav. In other words, let's say he broke the Kli completely, smashed it totally. So as far as the chashash of Abaye, that he would make holes in the Kli that were large enough, as we said, kidei rimon, that chashash is not relevant anymore. That's the way I thought you could interpret this Gemara until I saw Rashi. So I have to be mevatel my das to das Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Masul de Reftsinu, at least in his second Lashon, we'll see about his first Lashon, but in his second Lashon, he says the following: that according to Abai's logic, we should apply that logic even in a case where he completely smashes the Kli, because maybe next time he won't make the Nekovim like the Shira Nitzrach, which is Kedei Motzi Rimon. But if we go with Rava's explanation of Shema Yomru Shein Tzorach Harif Shemesh, that we don't have to be worried about, because everybody could see, it's so obvious, that he made a brand new Kli. And this is not similar, you know, no one's going to think that he took the Kli to the mikvah and he didn't have to wait for Harif Shemesh. So this is where we're going to stop, Mirz Hashem, on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. And we're about halfway through the Amud. We're up to the two dots, starting with the Idach.